We'll come to the Manchester competition in a moment, but you came to the East Midlands, to Newark, to be director of the Song School, where you were from 1980 to 1986. Tell us something about that ancient foundation.
Newark Song School is a remarkable and unique survival of an English choral foundation that survived the Reformation. It's attached to Newark Parish Church, and the Magnus Foundation still supports singing and music in that splendid building. It was, for me, an honour and privilege to be part of this precious tradition that ensures a continuing excellence of provision.
You spent quite a lot of your time choral training and teaching. Did you enjoy teaching?
I've always enjoyed teaching. I've always relished the challenge of finding where a pupil is with where I can see he or she could be. And this applies irrespective of a pupil's age or ability. I've always enjoyed teaching. I've always relished the challenge of connecting where a pupil is with where I can see he or she could be. This applies equally, irrespective of a pupil's age or ability. Seeking the highest standards of music making always requires patient endeavour. And I found this to be true in my performance preparation, but it's also true in helping pupils and choir members to do their best.
What's your next disc?
I had to choose something by Beethoven, and one of my favourite piece of Beethoven is his setting of the Mass in C major, not the great Missa Solemnis, which I think goes a little bit over the top, but the Mass in C is very human and very deeply expressive. And this is the best performance, I think, is the one by George Guest with the choir of St John's College, Cambridge, a truly deeply expressive experience.